97.9 The Heel, Aaron Keck here with you in the studio, joined this morning by Victor Lewis to catch us up on what's trending in the world. Hello.
Hello. I've got problematic artists, flamethrowers, and Mrs. Doubtfire. Which one do you want to talk about?
I assume those are all one.
I mean, they should be. In a just world, all of those would be one story.
Let's go in order. Problematic artists.
All right, problematic artists. I'm fascinated by the pitch of a show that will be airing on the BBC's Channel 4 called, hold on a second, let me find it, Art Trouble. Art Trouble is the name of the show. Not the most inspired of titles, but the concept is something that I'm very down for. They will have a panel of people discussing art and artists that may or may not be considered problematic. We're going to see and hear cases from both sides. At the end of the argument, the debate, the discussion, whatever you want to call it, we will try and make a decision, and we will either put a piece of art that we have purchased somewhere notable, or we will destroy it with a variety of tools. It is laser focused to make people talk about it. This is 100% a show that will get attention, that people will be discussing. And the reason that it's trending, the reason I know about what's happening across the pond, is because Jimmy Carr is involved, and also because they formally announced that one of the things they'll be doing is acquiring a painting by Adolf Hitler.
Right.
Other artists on the slate to be included are Pablo Picasso, Rolf Harris, and Eric Gill. Those are some of the artists they'll be discussing.
I know two of those names.
Probably destroying live on air, specifically in the cases of Rolf Harris and Eric Gill. I didn't actually know Pablo Picasso had a problematic side.
I mean, pretty much any artist pre or post today.
Yeah, for pretty much any artist. And then we just suspiciously trail off. But it's the destruction on Art Trouble that I think is really going to get people going. There's a significant segment of art appreciators and enthusiasts who firmly believe that all art should be preserved at all times, which stands kind of in stark opposition to the current digital landscape, but we're not here to really get in the weeds about that. Art Trouble is fascinating. I'm going to at least Google it again when it starts airing and see what people are talking about.
So first Twitter exists, and then people start complaining about other people on Twitter, and then that gets morphed into cancel culture, and then that gets morphed into what conservatives think cancel culture is, and now people are trying to cash in on that.
I mean,
I'm not sure where in that process we went off the rails, but I'm pretty sure we're off the rails now.
For what it's worth, Channel 4 has always been the more, I guess, risk-taking network. So it, like, this is very much within their wheelhouse.
On brand,
like, let's take some risks, let's do something insane, let's do a stunt, which folks
That's
love
what this
stunts.
Is. This is a stunt.
Absolutely.
Cool.
And there's nothing wrong with a stunt. Evel Knievel made a whole name on it.
Hey, speaking of stunts, flamethrowers?
Flamethrowers. As a person from the godless north, are flamethrowers as common as I've been led to believe they are?
No.
Because I've seen...
Are there people who suggest that people...
Well, it snows, and I've got snow in my walkway, and I don't want a snow shovel, so I just got one of those brush-burning flamethrowers, and I use it to melt the snow.
No.
No?
We have snow blowers for that.
I mean, what's the difference between a snow blower and a leaf blower? Are they functionally the same?
I mean, pretty much. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know, they might blow air differently. I'm not sure.
Hey.
You could probably use it for both.
Can't wait to Google that.
Snow blower is not like a handheld, like, super fan. Like, it's more like a lawnmower kind of thing that you, like, push it and it blows the
snow. I was looking at you making the shopping cart pushing
motion. It is kind of a shopping cart
thing.
Imagining
almost like a tilling machine. But either way, some teens in Wisconsin.
Who thinks that all Northerners just have a flamethrower in their garage that they just break out and
I think
whenever
that's
it snows.
The only place where it's truly justified. I mean, a brush flamethrower is cool, sure, but also that's the beginnings of a brush fire. We're not going to start any fires if I'm melting snow with my flamethrower. That seems like it makes sense to me.
I think this is what Southerners think Northerners have because that's what Southerners would buy if they had to deal
that
with more than a tenth of an inch of
correct.
Snow. Yeah, all right.
I think that that's a good way to put that.
Yeah.
And I think that you're right. Either way, these dang Wisconsin teens in Barbaroo, Wisconsin, which I think is a funny name for a town.
That's my favorite Ricky Ricardo song.
Oh, man, I almost did a thing I shouldn't do on the air. All right. Several students at Barbaroo High School were engaging in what is allegedly a long-standing tradition of TPing houses before a big game. Very heavy 80s, like, not rom-com, like teen movies, coming-of-age vibes here. The kicker is that the athletic director was kind of involved in this. I don't entirely know how. I know that they're involved in the police reports, which I think is kind of, I think they were there. I think they were driving the teens around. But they kind of bit off more than they could chew, and someone chased them away from their house with a flamethrower.
Yeah.
Now, it says with a flamethrower. I tried to look up what kind of flamethrowing device was in play, and I could not find out. So that's why I asked you the question. That's how we got talking about what Southerners would buy.
There are individual people who own flamethrowers. It's not like a commonly owned device a toaster or a microwave.
Anything is possible if you need the tool. And hey, man, it sounds like you guys need the tool. I could make a fortune selling flamethrowers to Michiganders. Michiganders?
You got to get that right before you can start making a fortune selling flamethrowers. Jeez.
Michigandites?
First things for Michiganders.
Michiganders.
Michigandites?
I don't know. I'm not from there. I don't have my flamethrower yet.
That sounds like the sort of thing you would call someone if you thought they just owned 100 flamethrowers in their garage.
A Michigandite?